Okay, welcome. Welcome to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is February 20th, 2021, and I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. I am the director of Vaccination Liberation, a national grassroots association dedicated to providing information on vaccinations not often available to the public, so that you can make the only informed choice, complete avoidance and refusal. Our websites are vaccinetruth.com, vaccinetruth.net, and VacLib, short for Vaccination Liberation, VacLib.org for organization. My business website is humbleweed.net, and that's where I sell specific high-quality products to help people recover their health in this day and age of vaccines, chemicals, and microwave radiation. I want to let you know I'm fast at work on updating the website. I'm trying to learn WordPress. It takes a little bit of a learning curve, so I've actually hired someone to help me, but I am finally going to send out a blog shortly. I just want you to know that the name of the show, Immunize Wisely, is in part because, you know, I'm going to have a guest that's actually going to talk about this, which really, really is what this show is about, to protect and strengthen our immune function wisely while we navigate a toxic world. And that's really what I'm all about, you know. Healthy plants create healthy animals and healthy humans, and healthy people are disease resistant as well as animals and plants. If they're all healthy, and we all know what that takes. We have the knowledge on this planet. So we do have a chat room for the show. I want to thank Mer Bailey for creating and hosting our chat room. I am going to be dropping a lot of links there. I've been collecting a lot of news stories. And so during the commercial breaks, I probably will be dropping some of those links. To participate in the chat, please go to Immunize Wisely. I stylize wisely with a Z. So Immunize Wisely, W-I-Z-E-L-Y dot chatango.com. That's chatango.com. So then I want to remind our listeners to support this network by becoming a monthly subscriber or a donator. I really value this network. There's very few freedom-loving professional talk radio shows out there. This is a fabulous network. The news feed is excellent this time. I want to be really clear how some of the important stories on that news feed, but I want to just go right in and give you some summaries of what I think is important that you guys know about. I had Joy Garner with the control group on a few weeks ago. She updated us on the litigation that is going to be heard Monday, February 22nd, on George Washington's birthday. They will appear at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. That would be 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. You can actually tune into the proceedings, which I'm definitely going to do. And if you're interested in this case, let me just summarize it real quick. The control group, they did the only very comprehensive study of unvaccinated versus vaccinated. They took all of that information and they crunched the numbers, and the results were rather shocking. You know, the incredible health of the completely unvaccinated versus their vaccinated counterparts. So they're going to court to order, the court orders to, one, recognize the role of vaccines in the children's health epidemic, two, upholding that control group studies of vaccinated versus unvaccinated are scientifically advantageous, and three, they want to exempt all persons from mandatory vaccination. And that would be a federal order that would go down through the states, that they, no vaccines can be mandated for school, daycare, employment, ever, any way, anyhow, no way. So that would include And, you know, and speaking of mandates, you know, I am really shocked. I find some of these stories of incredible harm from the COVID-19 vaccines are from people that are saying that their employer is telling them that they will be fired if they don't get the jab. Well, this is what people need to know. Their federal law protects you. Mass COVID testing and all these resultant vaccines are only authorized under what is called emergency use authorization. Federal law stipulates that no product issued for emergency use authorization may be mandated. So that's all of it. Mask, COVID testing, and COVID-19 vaccines, all of it is all under emergency use authorization. And we have, I'll put in the chat room a link to the law. Federal law and the emergency use authorization language are explicit that users of these products must be informed of known and potential unknown risk of the product and informed of the right to refuse. EUA is the short for Emergency Use Authorization, defines products issued under EUA as investigational. None of the COVID injections, tests, or masks may be mandated according to law, but of course, businesses, schools, and government agencies are doing just that. In addition, no local or state law may conflict with federal law, so these local ordinances are not lawful. So there you have it. My heart absolutely goes out to all the suffering of the Texans. I mean, this, network is in Texas. The weather manipulation that just occurred this last week, 10 days ago it started, I believe. I mean, it's just horrifying, to have 5 million without power and struggling to keep their families warm. The livestock unable to survive the conditions, caused by the limited water supply and power. It's horrifying, but there's a great story on the news feed. I encourage anyone to go to republicbroadcasting.org and find the article. It's the Chinese control of the U.S. power grid. Trump ended that, potential Chinese control of the power grid, and Biden basically reinstated it. And let me just go there real quick. Says in just a little, it turns out that the same day Biden shut down the Keystone pipeline, he also lifted the security on our power grid for 90 days. So that pretty much opened up China access. And since 2009, well, from 2009 to 2019, China has manufactured 200 of our transformers, supplying 60% of our power grid. And ironically, most of this is also in Texas. So, the article pretty much closes saying conclusively, Biden on that first day in office opened up the American electrical grid to China. 3 weeks later, 5 million are without power and struggling to keep their families warm, as I said, and the livestock are unable to survive the emergency conditions caused by power and limited water, which I think I already said. So, and then other news, there's so much out there, from the CDC withholding information. There, this is old news a little bit, but 1,170, 1,170 were dead following COVID injections, almost twice as many deaths as were found in VAERS. Now, that was over a week ago. So we can, just go directly to the VAERS data. I can put a link to that. But you can go to healthimpactnews.com, and they also have that information too, and how to get directly to VAERS. We also have that on our website, vaclib.org. But it's just amazing what is unfolding across the country with this COVID-19 jab. A third of the U.S. troops are rejecting it. So this is good news, and they have every right to reject it. The last but not least, I have other things before I bring on my guest. Proton mail is inherently insecure. Your emails are likely compromised. So, you know, a lot of people thought Proton mail was, you know, growing our new secure source, but no, Health Impact News has a great story on that too at healthimpactnews.com. So, great investigative journalism there. I would encourage you to, you know, visit their website or at least sign up for their emails. So, without further ado, you know, I'm actually very excited about the guest I'm bringing on now. Let me just go to add him now. Call him. I thought I would just, you know, spare him a little bit of, you know, the whole introduction. And I am ringing him now. Anyhow, his name is Raymond Obomsawin. And you're like, wow, unless you've been in this movement, you may not have heard of him. He actually has given many powerful presentations and is fairly well known in our world anyway. I first became aware of him through Vaccine Risk Awareness Network out of Canada that was headed by my dear friend Etta West. It since has morphed into Vaccine Choice Canada. You can go to vaccinechoicecanada.com. And but anyhow, she was sending out 2 to 3 times a year probably one of the most amazing newsletters. And anyway... trying to call him. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and try adding him again. So, anyhow, Raymond Obomsawin wrote Synoptic Overview, Issues in Immunization Theory and Practice. And it was such an excellent overview. They put it in their newsletter as an insert, and I probably made about 4 dozen copies mailing them out to all our new VacLib members. And so I'll put a link to this paper and others in the chat room also. Again, that chat room is immunizewisely.com. I say chat and go, chat and go. Also, you can do it that way, .com. Dr. Obomsawin holds a master's of science and a PhD with concentrations in health science and human ecology. He currently has his own research consulting service in Eastern Canada. He has, man, how can he be unavailable? I'm just like, huh, maybe I'll try again. Yeah, I mean, I just talked to him about an hour ago. So it's definitely the right one. So I will go ahead and try him one more time. I'll just keep plugging away here. Anyhow, he has quite a detailed background. It's also at John's Whale 2 website, as well as a section on our website, vaclib.org. We have a page dedicated to him where we're going to be putting all of his writings housed on our website. He has previously served as senior advisor on First Nations Health at the National Aboriginal Health Organization, executive director in the California Rural Indian Health Board System, director of the Office of National Health Development, NIB, which is now the Assembly of First Nations, and he's the founding chairman of the National Commission Inquiry on Indian Health. Now, he has quite the... Oh. Hi. I was just introducing you. I'm glad you answered. Thank you.
Well, you know what happened is I had the headphone plugged in, and it didn't cross my mind that it was going to be ringing without my hearing it. So I was wondering what was the delay.
Well, that was the delay. Okay.
Sorry about that. I apologize.
No, it's okay. So I was just saying that you have quite the curriculum vitae. I'm just going to, you know, say that you produced over 85 academic and professional publications, probably 100 by now, that you're born in the United States, and Raymond and his late wife, Marie Louise, have three adult children who have never received the prescribed regimen of childhood vaccines and have exhibited lifelong immunity to the common childhood infectious diseases. So for many in our movement, Raymond is best known for his book, Universal Immunization, Medical Miracle or Masterful Mirage, which is in its third edition, 1998. I remember when, that is pretty much it, Raymond. I gave you quite the introduction.
I've always wanted
to have you on the show. And so I'm going to go ahead. You can turn off the video. There's a little thing at the bottom.
Okay. So no one will be seeing me, I presume, then.
That's correct. You can just take your mouse and click. That's correct.
Yeah, fine.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Raymond. So this is Raymond Obam Sawin. And so I wanted to ask you, Raymond, it is clear from your history and not vaccinating your now adult children that you have been researching the vaccine topic, among many other topics, obviously, for a number of years.
Correct.
So what got you interested in taking a deeper dive into this childhood rite of passage?
Yeah, well, very early in my career, actually way back in roughly the mid-1980s, I was attending a national conference of the American Natural Hygiene Society in Buffalo, New York. And I met there, you know, some very interesting people who follow that movement. The sort of main guru of the 20th century was Herbert Shelton. Some of you may not know who he is. And at one of the discussions at lunch, the subject of Dr. Archie Calacarinos came up, and his book entitled Every Second Child. And so that I already had a bias, you might say, against conventional medicine just because of the way I was brought up and the beliefs I've held from childhood. So hearing that made me very curious, that every second child, meaning 50% death rate among Aboriginal children, small children and infants, was occurring, coincidental with mass vaccination campaigns. And as this doctor looked into it and investigated it more thoroughly, what he discovered, you know, was very astonishing. He spent several months trying to understand what was causing the death rate to be so high. And as the medical director at the Kalanibri Hospital, he decided it was his responsibility to take the bull by the horns. So he went to the Government of Australia, Department of Aboriginal Affairs, and raised with them his findings, and they were very upset, very unbelieving, very antagonistic. And he then threatened to go to the national media with this information, and at that point they said, okay, we'll appoint a team of three scientists to look at your claims. The chief among that group was a doctor named Glenn Detman from Melbourne, and he jumped the fence after several months of dialogue and investigation and joined Calacarinos and the other scientists who were on his team against the government and his former team. So it's quite fascinating dynamic as this all unfolded. And I was later privileged to spend some time with Calacarinos in Australia.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, he's a wonderful man. I miss him.
Yeah.
Thank you. Stay tuned. You're listening to Raymond Obam Sawin.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So my guest, Raymond Obensawin, he wrote this fantastic paper in July 2020, Pathogenic Microbes and Disease, Causation and Consequences. And it's a pretty quick read. It's 40 pages, but, you know, of course, there's the top page that is one that just does the title, and then there's some end notes. So you can actually read it in one sitting, and it's excellent, and it's also posted on our website. I'll give you a link in the chat room. So we wanted to go ahead and talk specifically, address this paper. Do you want to go ahead and just launch it into some of the highlights at the beginning?
Yeah, well, I think in the modern era, we live in a sea of disease, and we have assumptions about history shaped by very powerful interests that want to take a position that actually is the opposite of what's truth. It was interesting. My cousin attended Harvard University Law School and had lunch with him after he graduated. And he made the comment, well, the two most important things I learned at Harvard Law School was this, that the world is controlled by two things, money and lies. And there's a lot of truth in that because most of modern biomedicine, even research, is very much gravitated towards generating huge profits, not really giving the primary attention to genuine healing and understanding what genuine healing and health is. So what's interesting, you know, we're taught that humanity sort of evolved over, you know, X hundred million years and whatever, from lower life forms, et cetera. And what's interesting, though, is if you look at human history as recorded, going back as far as possible, we see incredible, interesting evidence that early humanity was extremely healthy, long-lived, and of huge stature. People have not progressed. People have not become physiologically superior or better than their early forebears, but rather have degenerated. And this has to do with, you know, the tendency of people to be self-indulgent, to harbor negative emotions like guilt and fear, anger, resentment. We also have been very successful at depleting our soils. There's been a lot of historical catastrophic events, including more modern intentional events that have reduced atmospheric oxygen levels and so on. So we see this degenerative process. One exception to that was, you know, in the early in the 19th century, rather, we had a lot of infectious diseases and a lot of people dying of these, you know, varied diseases. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting is modern medicine claims vaccines were the foundation of making, of escaping from the sea of infectious disease 140 years ago or whenever, you know, was very, very observable. But what's fascinating, if you really study the history of this, it was the exact opposite. It had virtually nothing to do with modern medicine and everything to do with a whole series of changes in society, such as socioeconomic improvements, hygienic measures, transportation advances, greenhouse technologies. People in northern climates who used to go for months with very low vitamin A, very low vitamin D, very low vitamin C, you know, in their bodies during the winter months, were suddenly given a new infusion of life with a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, you know, through December, January, February, March, and so on. And so that made a radical difference, you know, and we saw massive declines in, let's take, for instance, pertussis, in which we refer to as, indicating whooping cough. And as you look at the charts in Europe, for instance, you saw these massive declines in scurvy directly parallel with massive declines in whooping cough. And we see the same exact picture with measles. The mortality rate for measles dropped radically. In fact, it got so low, it was virtually zero by the mid-1960s. And yet, if you go back to, say, 1920, it was extraordinarily high. Likewise, scurvy was very high in 1920. It was down to zero by 1965. So again, that is a strong circumstantial evidence that it was actually nutritional improvements and a greater knowledge of health and hygiene that made the difference and not drugs or vaccines.
Right. I mean, we had year-round refrigeration by the 20th century.
Right.
That's huge. We had access to air travel where we could, right, in the wintertime have fresh fruits from the other hemisphere.
Exactly.
So that's huge. I love this quote that you use a lot. I mean, I think it's must be your favorite quote. When health is absent, wisdom cannot reveal itself. Art cannot become manifest. Strength cannot be exerted. Wealth is useless and reason is powerless.
Right.
Okay. I know. It really says it all, doesn't it? So please stay tuned. We're coming up on a break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Okay, welcome back. We're talking about Raymond Obenshain's paper, Pathogenic Microbes and Disease, Causation or Consequences. I did put a link in the chat room. If you want to download that paper, I strongly suggest that you do that and read it. It's wonderful. So, so we went into scurvy and pertussis and the decline of right. that. Now we're getting back up into modern day.
Well, what most people aren't aware of is that if you really understand modern medicine relative to health in humanity, most people aren't aware that the leading cause of death in North America is medical treatment and medical care. Yep. It actually exceeds the death rates for cancer and heart disease. Mm-hmm. That's something hard to get your mind around, because that's a lot of people. Close to 800,000 people a year die because of medical intervention. And it's fascinating, because when physicians go on strike, and it's happened in multiple locations over the decades, in Holland, in Israel, in Canada, in the U.S., particularly California, it's happened, and death rates can drop by as much as 50 to 60% in a week to 10 days. In fact, when the doctors were striking quite a while ago in Israel, the headlines in the Tel Aviv newspaper was, "Doctors on strike, morticians beg for bread." So it's interesting because there was an international symposium looking at cause-specific mortality reports for the 20th century to that time. And what was interesting was one of the speakers mentioned that age-adjusted death rates were reported to be much greater in those countries that had the greatest number of physicians and the most medical care. And equally difficult to explain, he said, was death rates for diseases that are, you know, amenable to treatment. Well, death rates for those diseases were the highest in areas where there were a lot of medical care resources. In fact, the highest rates of medical care. So what he was saying was greater numbers of doctors, greater amounts of medical resources are directly linked with higher death rates. So we're talking iatrogenic mortality. And there's a book written by Gary Null, who I think you know, was co-authored by three medical doctors and entitled Death by Medicine. It documents it. And the revised edition was published in the year 2011. So it's not too old a book and not too new, but things haven't changed. In fact, under COVID, things have got much worse. You know, I know death rates skyrocketed by huge percentages with the usage of ventilators in a lot of these hospitals. And these hospitals were getting paid significant sums of increased money to put people on ventilators. People would come in, they test them for COVID, it'd read negative. A nurse would go there half an hour later and they'd look at the bid and it would mark a COVID case, and they weren't. You know, and the tests were useless anyway. The, you know, RT-PCR test is basically, you know, it's a joke. Because all you got to do is set the correct amplification cycle. Say at 40, you're going to get 80% positive. Set it at 50, you're going to get 95% positive. It's a little higher, 100% positive. Very easy to get whatever results you want. 40 labs in Florida got 100% positive in every case they ever tested. You know, right. So now Florida's the only state requiring that these labs report their amplification settings. So it's just freewheeling everywhere else in the country.
Right.
It was all planned. The whole pandemic was nothing but it's been a huge scam in many ways. There is an actual new disease, and you know, it is very unique. And I actually think it was planted in people by the medical intervention. And I don't want to go into that. It's something people would have a hard time believing, but circumstantially it sure looks that way.
Actually it's been talked about on this network a lot, how Carrie Mullis all of a sudden mysteriously dies in August. He was younger than me, younger than you. There was no real clear reason for his death at such a young age.
There was another person who died.
And he was the inventor. Yeah, and he was highly critical of Fauci, and he stated very clearly his invention was never supposed to be used as a diagnostic tool for any kind of infectious disease.
Right. You're absolutely correct on that. And also, they were selling COVID-19 test kits way back in 2017, and they were labeled COVID-19. This is all in the United Nations trade data. Housed at the World Bank website.
Right.
And likewise, 2018, it was several billion dollars of these kits were sold everywhere in the world, dozens of countries. So this is all pre-planned to the T. And the so-called disease wasn't labeled by the WHO until February of last year. So so what gives? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And the other interesting thing, I don't know if you know who David Crow is.
Yes. I had him on the show in April.
Yeah, well, his death was very unexpected.
Well, we'll talk about that another time.
I was speaking to him a week or two before he died, and he sounded 100% healthy. I know with cancer, if you don't get it treated, the average death time for death to occur for an untreated person ranges actually from 10 to 12 years. So it's not a fast killer as a rule. You know, I know chemotherapy can kill you pretty fast. Maybe that's what happened. I don't know.
he was actually in the later stages, and he had not taken care of his health. So, and he had both liver and colon cancer. Those are the main organs of a detoxification. And I had a taste of his lifestyle when he missed the radio show and totally blew me off, and I carried the show by myself. That's another story.
Okay. So let's. He's a very, very brilliant person.
And he is absolutely brilliant. I cite him a lot. Yeah. And thankfully his website is still up. I'm hoping someone grabs the information before it disappears. You know, I don't know how long his children are going to maintain it.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good point. So let's get on then with some of your other thoughts. We're going to talk a little bit about pleomorphism.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I thought you always pull such excellent research and quotes. You know, that you started, where was it, on page 10, Lost Chapters in Biological Science. But, you know, even before that, I thought it was really, you know, interesting how when you go to all the different continents in the world, they've dug deep and they've always found these giant human skeletons.
Oh, you know, right, ones right.
That are like 7 feet tall. And no, even animals were larger.
A lot more
larger
than 7 feet, Ingrid, or I'm sorry.
Well, some of them are.
Yeah, no. What I'm saying is the majority of skeletal finds in the U.S. as well as other parts of the world generally range between 9 and 12 feet tall. Like the findings, for instance, in Vero Beach, they ranged anywhere from 10 to 12 feet in stature. A person 12 foot tall with a normal body build is going to weigh about 1,800 to 2,000 pounds. They're very, very big beings, if you will, and they have. There's evidence they had incredible vital force. For instance, if those people, you know, were alive today, I don't know if they could survive because oxygen levels are so low on Earth right now. But they did very well in their time, because the paleopathological evidence shows clearly that there was no such thing as infectious or not infectious, but pathogenic bacteria. There were no infections due to injuries. For instance, if a person cut themselves with a knife or broke a bone, had a compound fracture, the bone went through the skin, there'd be no infections. They had very high mineral levels in the soil, very high oxygen levels, and incredible vitality. And all the ancient historians from all the ancient civilizations from Babylon, Chaldea, down through to Medo-Persia, the Greek, as well as the Egyptian, they all uniformly said, you know, our ancient ancestors lived in centuries. They didn't live in decades. You know, we have very, very brief lifespans now. And all those ancient historians said that. And they weren't, you know, connected to each other. They weren't in any kind of a, you know, a conspiracy. Mm-hmm. They all lived in different times and different cultures and different empires. They were ancient empires. So it's fascinating when you think about it.
Well, this is all before the flood, when we had the firmament around the planet where it was super oxygen rich.
Correct.
And it was the whole planet was much more warm and temperate.
They found evidence of, like, in Antarctica as well as the Arctic, of tropical animals.
Yes.
You know, so the Earth was tropical from pole to pole.
Yes.
And when the flood occurred, there was a shifting of the axis, which created the kind of seasons we experience today. It was a very different world back then. And I believe that humanity in the beginning, in the early part of human history, had 20 times our vital force. That's right. A lot of energy. I mean, a man that size with that kind of strength could easily run probably 150 miles an hour when you're, you know, because it's the size of the physical stature increases enormously just as you add 1, 2, or 3 feet to a person's height. It just, you know, the body just goes into huge dimensions. And somebody 9 foot tall would, for instance, weigh probably, you know, I would guess maybe 1,000 to 1,200 pounds. And then somebody, as I said, 12 foot tall, is going to be about 2,000 pounds. That's a lot of muscle and a lot of bone. With that kind of strength, that kind of longevity, that kind of energy, living for many, many centuries, you know, they didn't need books. They didn't need to read. Everything they ever saw, heard, every experience of life, they all had photographic memories, every human being. They forgot nothing, ever.
Right.
You know, so it was a very different world back then, very different. Actually,
exactly.
Far superior. The technologies were incredible. There's out-of-place artifacts where they found types of iron, for instance, not iron, but metal metallurgy, where they blend various metals, and mm-hmm. they're far superior to anything modern humanity can produce. So there's real evidence, as many evidences of what they call out-of-place artifacts. They just don't fit our conventional view of history. In fact, mm-hmm. in the ancient Egyptian pyramids, they found a delta-shaped plane, a model plane, shaped like our modern jets that break the sound barrier and go, you know, 1,500 miles an hour, like military jets.
Right.
They found those in the ancient Egyptian pyramids. So the world's very different than the conventional view. But we got to get back to our biological stuff here. The
pre-mortism. No, it is totally interesting the stages this planet has gone through and the lost chapters in history. So now we're going through the lost chapters in biological science. And you started out with Rose now of the myobiological labs in the early part of the last century.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go ahead?
Yeah. Like what he basically did was he took a wide diversity of distinctive bacterial strains and put them into one culture of uniform media. And then just allowing the passage of limited time, each of these distinct forms of bacteria became one class of bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
And by simply changing the culture, you could individually modify bacterial strains of one class associated, say, with something like scarlet fever or erysipelas, and he could transmute it into another class altogether, and then he could reverse the process. And mm-hmm. and so this is called polymorphism or pleomorphism, in which bacteria actually are not the determinants of their physical environment or their host, but rather are the consequences of their host or the nutriments they're feeding upon. And then his work was later corroborated and expanded on by Raymond Royal Rife, who was mm-hmm. Funded by the inventor of ball bearings, I believe, and worked in the San Diego area. And he, in mm-hmm. turn, developed what was called the universal microscope. He was competing with RCA, who developed mm-hmm. electron scope. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, if you take a conventional modern textbook on light or light-transmitting microscopes, microscopy text, it'll say the best optical microscopes on Earth can see nothing clearly beyond 2,000 power.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, he developed this instrument way back in the 1930s with you know, nearly 5,700 components. And this instrument he had, it was designed in such a way that he was able to separate the light spectra and then refocus it at extremely high magnifications up to as much as 150,000 power. And and when you think about it, they said, you know, the bacteria looked like a big cat sitting on your lap. Everything was clear as day. And what's amazing, he actually took movies of what happened to bacteria as you change the media. And he took something that was very beneficial, like Bacillus coli, like a beneficial form of bacteria, and he was able to basically transmute it, this Bacillus coli, into Bacillus typhosis, you know, typhus. And mm-hmm. And he did it just by altering the media by 4 parts per million, you know, per volume. So it was amazing that just the slightest change in the media makeup, you have what we call a pathogenic bacteria being created from something very healthy. Our bodies have about 10 times as much bacteria as we have living cells. So mm-hmm. we estimate, say, 70 trillion cells. We're talking 700 trillion bacteria. You know, our bodies are a sea of bacteria. Bacteria,
yep.
Without it, we can't live. They're the sustainers of life. They were created to maintain all the functions of the body as part of the integral process of how we were created.
Yeah, that was what the Human Microbiome Project showed that National Institute of Health funded, and I think they were rather astounded, you know, just
right.
how important the bacteria in our microbiome are in keeping
yeah.
us alive and functioning.
Right.
So
yeah.
I want to mention one thing.
Yeah.
You know, we have these high-powered microscopes now, but they're different than Rife's. Rife's didn't immobilize
that. Right.
Well, it was able to see living,
exactly.
you know. And so the ones today, they can't see
anything
stuff.
Living.
yeah, anything living. And that's a huge difference to me. So yeah. They're not able to see it in real time, it metamorphosizing. They're right. Just seeing stuff that's already dead and immobilized.
Exactly. And anything that is alive would be bombarded by, you know, massive quantities of, you know, the, what is it, the, you know, I guess we got to go to the break. We'll pick it up when we get back. I hear the music coming up.
Yeah, oh, here it comes. Okay, stay tuned. You're listening to my guest, Raymond Obenzawin.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Okay, welcome back. We're nearing the top of the first hour, and we have about 4 minutes. So we're discussing the lost chapters in biological science and how, you know, they've actually known for quite a while that these germs, bacteria, they're pleomorphic and they're not pathogenic at all. We still say pathogenic. We're used to referring to them as pathogenic, but they're only the result of diseased tissue. That's right. What's really clear, you know, is that specific microbes grow in tissue that's been compromised by poor diet and other poisons that the organism has been exposed to.
Yeah, in fact, Reif made the observation, quoting, he said, in reality, it's not the bacteria themselves that are productive of disease, like we think, mm-hmm. but rather the unbalanced cell metabolism of the human body that is productive of disease. And it sort of, he also said, we believe if the metabolism of the human body is perfectly balanced, it'll be non-susceptible to disease. So, you know, that's, you know, very basic and important observation. The problem is this is rejected not because it's not scientific, because mm-hmm. it's very scientific. It's actually simply the truth. It's rejected because it doesn't lend itself well to massive profits that the drug industry is, you know, is in the business of making. And they've always put money before human health and well-being, you know, ever since the drug company came on the scene.
Well, that's because we have this thing. We strayed from what the Chinese did. Everyone had their own physician. They paid them as right. long as they were healthy.
Right.
And, you know, this is way, way back in the day.
Right.
But today we somehow got the idea that we pay doctors when we're sick.
Right.
And that really took flight. It's like, that's a good financial incentive.
Exactly. We'll in other words, you can manage. Ill. Yeah, you can manage diseases for the next 30 years. Who on earth wants to make them well? Because we'll be out of business. So,
right. And this is a money theistic society we live in. I'd like to see us right. move into a future where money isn't an issue.
Yeah. When that last break began, we're just mentioning about the great weakness of the electron microscope. And that is that whatever's being viewed, if it is living, it's bombarded by a hailstorm of electrons that can cause, you know, distortions as well as death of living matter. So, mm-hmm. you know, it can't even see things in color. It's all black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not, you know, the incredible, it's hard to believe that they, science itself, given, you know, all the incredible inventions we have in our world, hasn't come up with what Reif developed, you know, nearly 100 years ago. It's just, you know, hard to believe. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, his offices were raided. All his work was destroyed. I mean, there's people that scrolled off with some of it. But, you know, his discoveries were not in keeping with the agenda to keep us chronically ill.
Right, exactly.
So, please stay tuned. You're listening to my guest, Raymond Obam Sawin.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it right. I am.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.